Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
All right. Hi there, CNN. We're here with award-winning media contributor to ABC News, U.S. Today, and The Hill, Donna Brazile, and former Illinois congressman and author of Renegade, Adam Kissinger. Okay, here are the questions that people... any guesses on the next candidate to drop out of the Republican presidential primary?
DeSantis.
Yeah.
I think it's DeSantis. He's collapsing. I think he's next.
What happened there? He was doing so well as a Florida governor. He was everyone. I advised him publicly. I said, don't run. First of all, no one's going to take it from Trump. You're 44. You could do this for the next Biden next 40 years.
His problem is he was trying to be Donald Trump. His play was Donald Trump's going to fall out, you know, with the case or whatever, and he would be there to inherit that. It was a bad play because Donald Trump's not going anywhere. And he has no personality. He's literally one of the most boring guys I've ever worked with. And I mean that with a straight face. Terribly boring.
Well, yeah. I think North Dakota Governor Ron Burgum will drop out. I think Asa Hutchinson.
I didn't know they were still in it.
Yeah, I think they did.
No, they did.
They're not in the debate.
But they're not in the debate.
Okay, but then.
And then I also believe that Chris Christie has to prove himself. And Vivek needs to just shut the hell up and go home. I'm tired.
We all hate Vivek.
Okay. It's Vivek.
Vivek. Well, whatever. Vivek.
Whatever. Would you say that about other
Donna,
ethnic?
I'm Donna. Vivek. Is it Vivek Ramaswamy? Ramaswamy?
Ramaswamy.
Thank you so much. I learned so much when I come on this show.
I know. But...
Vivek. Vivek needs to go home.
Yeah. I agree.
I just
feel like there's something wrong with everybody refusing to learn to say his name.
Vivek.
There's a little racism there. There's
no
just
racism.
A little.
Okay.
Vivek, I'll say it.
Vivek.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying.
It's like,
I know we don't like him, but, you know, just say his name right.
You're the first one I've ever heard say that.
I could be wrong. Maybe it's not Vivek.
Yeah, maybe it's not.
No, it is. It is Vivek because I heard him do a rap and he said it rhymes with cake.
Okay. All right.
And this is what the CNN audience needs to know. All right. Are you surprised that the Republican chair of the House Ethics Committee is now pushing for George Santos to be expelled from Congress? Okay, there's another one of your...
I'm not surprised. I mean, look, it's...
Did you work with him, George Santos?
No, thank God.
He came
after me.
He came after you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so they're down to whatever it is, 3 or 4 vote majority now. The Republican majority is doing nothing else the rest of the year. They'll have to deal with keeping the government open. Please God, they can get Ukraine aid done. That's going to be really important, Ukraine, Israel, et cetera. But they're not going to do much else. So now you're at a point where a 4 or a 3-vote majority is pointless, and he's become a huge anchor. I think even this finally crosses a red line for them, and I think they'll vote to expel him.
Mm. He's an embarrassment to the institution itself. I'm a former congressional staffer. But, Bill, when I looked at that list of things he spent campaign money on. I mean, all the years I run campaign, I never thought I could just take a little drive-by to Sephora or get a little Botox and a little lift.
He's the only campaign finance scandal I've ever seen that didn't even try to launder the money through something else. He literally just took it, put it in his bank account, and got an OnlyFans.
Right.
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump wears a lot of makeup, but I assume Well, he does.
He does.
I mean, he's always under 2 pounds of bronzer. But
I
assume
that's the natural glow of somebody who's already hot. He's gone to hell.
Adam, as a Republican who stood up to extremists in your party, what advice do you have for Democrats who are trying to combat the far left?
Okay, listen, this is the best thing because there was a guy, he was a Californian, Dana Rohrabacher, that was like the only pro-Russian Republican for a while. And people would, I'd take him on in the Foreign Affairs Committee and people would say, just let, you know, he's just one person. He's probably being paid by the FSB, right? Whatever. Well, that crazy ends up, like, overtaking the party. The crazy of, you know, nobody imagined Donald Trump in 2014. You've got to kill extremism in the cradle, or it takes over. Because if you look at your coalition and say, we need this extreme, we need the pro-Hamas faction, or we need the, you know, the anti-Russia faction, or the pro-Russia faction, they end up calling the shots. Because if everybody in this room has a grenade, right, we're all equally powerful. If somebody's willing to pull the pin, they're the most powerful person in the room. And extremists are willing to pull the pin. You have got to be willing, I don't know, pull the pin with them or whatever. You've got to be willing to fight back.
Did you ever hear that tape of Paul Ryan, Kevin McCarthy, and Steve Scalise talking about Rohrabacher and Trump?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, if people don't remember this, I mean, this is the fact that this doesn't get more play, I mean, this is years ago, but this is on tape.
Yep.
And one of them says, I think there's two people on Putin's payroll.
Yep. That was
one of them is Rohrabacher, and one of them is Trump. And the other two don't go, oh, my God, let's do something about it. They say, this stays in the family, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hell. I tell you, that's where you go.
Well, it went better in rehearsal, but still good. No, but it is. That is kind of amazing.
But, Bill, any form of extremism must be denounced. We must condemn those who are marching, saying that what Hamas did on that horrific day was right. We should immediately call for Hamas to release the hostages. I mean...
Well, we are. We're calling for it.
No, but we have to demand that. You see people marching on...
demand? Why do you think Israel is attacking? Because they don't just respond to your demands.
I'm talking about the people who are protesting. They're protesting, and they're saying, leave Hamas alone. And I'm like, no, Hamas started this.
It's a cancer. You know,
it's a cancer.
So I'm interested. They did a poll of the people who live in the area from the saying from the river to the sea, in other words, Israeli Arabs.
Yeah.
They don't want to live under Hamas.
Nope.
That 77% of them said, no thanks. Mm-hmm. We're living in Israel. It's way better than living under a terrorist group. Yeah, why don't you teach that at college? Okay, what do you think of prominent Democrats like David Axelrod calling for Biden to, quote, get out or get going? Did he say that? Get out or get going?
I believe in a tweet or two and some stuff. Look, people who think that Joe Biden is perhaps too old, they are right.
Perhaps.
Don't spill the water. Something might come out of it. it's not that. Everyone ages differently.
I agree. So
Betty White lived to be 99. No. Mick Jagger is still twisting his ass.
Mr. T. I
have been the one making that case year after year here against ageism. I always said it's a case-by-case basis.
But
that argument to have teeth, you also have to be the person who can go, yeah, but this is the case. And I've said it before. Do I think Joe Biden can do the job? Absolutely.
Yes.
I don't think he can win the job. And that's what I care about. He's going to lose because the people think he's too old. And perception is reality. I'm sorry.
He's been coming out so many times, I've just lost track.
Well,
but look how many elections since 2020 that he's won. Last week he was counted out, and Democrats won. He was counted out a year ago in the midterm.
I understand. Do not
count out Joe Biden. That's all I'm saying.
But on the subject of people getting older and they have to adjust, some tragic news this week. Snoop Dogg said he's quitting pot.
Yeah, I saw that.
I know.
I
posted a black square. But, I mean, that's... And I remember him sitting right here and me telling him, this is about 12 years ago, and I said, Snoop, I love you, and you know we're both pot brothers, but you smoke too much pot.
Okay. Yeah, because and he's always on Instagram smoking pot.
Right.
He doesn't even open up his Instagram until he's smoking pot.
Can I tell you, the funniest thing about his statement was, I didn't know if he was serious, because at the end of it, he's like, I'm giving up the smoke, and he goes, please respect my privacy in this time. And I was like, is that
really?
Yeah. I was like, did somebody die?
My prediction is it'll go the way it went when my friend Woody Harrelson said a number of times he's going to give up pot, and then it was always, welcome home, son. All right, thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to hbo.com.